answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you this, because of President Donald Trump, this is a new era at the southern border. A new era of determination, a new era of cooperation, and at the Defense Department, we are proud to be a part of it. It's amazing to watch what these men and women are doing here every day. The charge that the president has given us to get 100% operational control of the southern border. That means setting the right policy, which we're doing, having the right procedure in place, the right personnel, and ultimately the platforms and systems to maintain it.
And there you have our new Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, on the border with our border czar, Tom Holman, and making it clear, because now we have military forces on the border as well. There have been additional threats, by the way. Threats uncovered that the cartel is authorizing some of its members to use suicide drones against our U.S. troops along the border or our Border Patrol agents, snipers, and other such devices. This is turning out to be a true war, as we knew it could well be. And now with us designating them as terrorist organizations, we could very well likely go into any of the countries we need to root them out. Mexico knows this. Mexico, of course, stepping forward, that terror thing just kind of disappeared, didn't it? It's on pause. But what happened in Mexico, they're sending, they say, 10,000 more of their National Guard to the border to help protect it as well, in addition to what we've sent on our side. There's a lot to break down today just on that issue and the wasteful spending that we continue to uncover. Little drips here and there, they add up after a period of time. Thanks for joining us. Here we are, hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We are every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Very easy. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Or Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And after we're finished each program, we do post them as podcasts. They are available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or Larry Connors USA Facebook. If you watch at a later point or listen, please also push share, send it on to others of like mind, or even your enemies. We want all of them involved. Let me take a moment to remind you, News Talk STL is going to help you treat someone special in your life. Several of our advertisers coming forward with various gifts that are available, ranging from dinner to jewelry. How do you get some of those? Well, you go to newstalkstl.com and simply register. It's that easy. newstalkstl.com, register. You can do it as often as you want. And then we will end up selecting some winners just by a drawing. And while you're at it, we also have tickets coming up for the summer's concert with Jason Aldean. You want free tickets? NewsTalkSTL.com. Check it out. Now back to the issue with these tariffs. It didn't take long at all for Mexico to suddenly fold. And then, of course, Canada was still trying to posture around, act like, no, we will do what we need to at our end. We'll tax you more than you tax us. What did they do? They reached an agreement as well and put the tariffs on hold for at least a month. Trump is giving them 30 days to step things up, as he did with Mexico. You show us you're doing what you can to fortify your side of the border to keep illegals and drugs from entering our country, and we can walk away from these tariffs. This is not a trade war. This is a national security issue. But Trump does not play around. We already know that. And in fact, if you want a good example of someone who has firsthand knowledge of it, it'd be his former economic advisor, Stephen Moore.
I've been around Trump now for 9 years, and he is one of the best negotiators I've ever met in my life. And I think the American people are starting to understand that. And I think a lot of the Europeans as well understand that this guy means what he says, and he says what he's going to do. Now, I'm not a tariff guy. I'm not a huge fan of tariffs, but it is true. He has used the tariffs already in his first couple of weeks in office to get things done that are America's interest, whether it's having Colombia taking back the illegal migrants, or whether it appears that maybe Cuba is going to, Panama is going to back down on the letting China have first access rights to the canal. If he can pull this off with Mexico and get them to help in the fight against these illegal drugs that are a leading killer of our young people, then that's a strategy that's working. Yeah. So we'll see. But it is, I mean, Robert's right. This is a dangerous game he's playing. Mm. But boy, he always seems to come out a winner.
Yeah. He knows the game. He knows the tactics. And then in the state of California, a sanctuary state with numerous sanctuary cities, all of these sanctuary cities and states have been told, if you continue this policy, we will look to cut federal aid. Now, California has a big, big need for more money, not just because of the LA fires and elsewhere around their state, but because of how they've been running the government under the Democrat blue control. But they found a way yesterday to come up with $50 million in funding. What are they going to spend that on? They're going to spend it to defend the state's progressive policies against anything the Trump administration does, including dealing with the illegals. They're putting $25 million of that to the side for legal groups to defend immigrants facing possible deportation. People in California are in need. American citizens, true citizens, California citizens, and they're going to put $25 million forward to help defend any illegals being deported. You voted for it, you got it. And of course, now we've been looking at the USAID group. That word aid makes it appear like this has got to be a beneficial group that steps out and helps Americans, right? And around the world. It's U.S. money going to good benefits. We're just trying to get to the bottom of how much money they have and what they've been doing and how they've been spending it. Ohio Senator Joni Ernst, I should say Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, having a conversation last night with Musk and Ramaswamy.
So what my staff and I had estimated was that 30 to 40% of the USAID's awards would go to indirect costs. So their overhead, you know, their rents, employees,
the
things like that.
Rent. Ooh, what are they living in? A Taj Mahal?
Hey, but get this. Okay, after months and months and months of obstruction where USAID wouldn't let us in, they told us the NICRA, the negotiated indirect cost rate agreements, is a lot of, you know, government jargon. But anyway, the indirect cost, they said that the database, oh, it doesn't exist. That was a lie. That was a lie. It was false.
Yes.
Because we found it. And then we were told we weren't allowed to access the database. And then that's when Congressman McCall and I came together and we launched an official congressional investigation so that we could gain access to the rates.
Wow.
And then after about six more months of negotiations, then my staff was finally allowed to access very limited data.
In other words, they did everything they could to continue to cover up and hide. If it's such a great organization and doing great worldwide using U.S. dollars, why would they go through all of this? Well, of course, it has its defenders. You've got, for instance, Senator Chris Murphy.
So Elon Musk has been floating all sorts of awful, terrible conspiracy theories about what happens at USAID. Let's make it very clear that every single day, America is safer because of what happens at USAID. USAID fights terrorist groups all across this world, making sure that we address the underlying causes for a retreat to terrorism. USAID chases China all around the world, making sure that China doesn't monopolize contracts for critical minerals and port infrastructure all around the world. It supports freedom fighters everywhere in this world. Up until yesterday, delivering firewood, for instance, to the brave Ukrainian defenders on the Eastern Front. But let's not pull any punches about why this is happening. Elon Musk makes billions of dollars based off of his business with China. And China is cheering at this action today.
Well, now, according to Forbes magazine, Musk is probably going to lose a lot of money in dealing with China. Yes, he's had business relations with him, but what he's trying to do is distract Senator Chris Murphy, New Jersey. This is all the good stuff we're doing with USAID. And some of it sounds like it's military action. I didn't think that's what was intended. I thought it support humanitarian aid. But on top of that, what he's not telling you, the White House Chief Press Secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, will.
And here's the reason why Elon Musk and others have been taking a look. Because if you look at the waste and abuse that has run through USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces, $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk has been tasked by President Trump to do, to get the fraud, waste, and abuse out of our federal government.
Now, these amounts of money are small on the overall picture. You might be at a point in your life where you would drop a penny on the ground, you're not going to bother picking it up. You might be at a point where you're checking out a cash register location, and you leave a couple pennies for someone else if they need it for extra tax. Same thing with nickels. Then maybe you get the dimes. Are you doing that with the quarters? Are you doing it with dollar bills and tens and twenties and hundreds? All of this reminds me of the guy that says, "Will you give me a quarter?" And you answer, "Why do you need a quarter?" He said, "Well, there's a quarter in the bowl of the toilet in the men's room." "Well, why do you need another quarter?" He said, "Well, I'm not sticking my hand in there for just one quarter. So if I have your quarter, I'll throw it in. Then I'm reaching and getting two." This is the idea and the philosophy, as strange as it is, of the left. Just keep throwing more money into the toilet, which is what they've been doing. Senator John Kennedy made it very clear. You just put them to the test.
Here's what I hope Rubio and Musk do. I would put together all this absurd spending into a booklet. I'd call a press conference, and in front of God and country and the corporate media and the USAID folks and my Democratic colleagues, I'd go over it, item by item by item, every bit of it. The DEI comic books, the transgender operas, the funding of gain-of-function research. I'd go over every bit of it and say, "Now, do you want to defend this?" And they won't. They can't.
And that's the point. Could they really defend spending that kind of money for a transsexual opera in wherever? They can't. They'll try, maybe. Next hour, some federal workers are now distributing emails and notes back and forth declaring, quote, war on the Trump administration. That's next hour. But right now, the DOGE actions, as we can tell, are obviously unveiling waste, possible fraud, and also cleaning up the DOJ and the FBI. That's the other issue. And those two agencies and others are frightened. Those who have something to hide have reason. Former FBI Director McCabe.
I've talked to more FBI people in the last 4 days than I did in the prior 4 years. As John has described it accurately, it is a place in utter disarray right now. People are worried about, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to support my family if I lose? You know, if you're anywhere in the middle of that career, not close to retirement, if you get fired, you're done. That's the end of your reputation, your ability to get a new job. You lose your pay, you lose your chance at a pension, you lose your health insurance. This is a moment of terror for these people. It is absolutely disgraceful that they are being put through this in the middle of some political gamesmanship or act of retribution. They don't deserve to be treated this way. It's unlawful, and it's disgusting.
Everything the FBI did against Trump was unlawful, and McCabe was part of it. And if he dare say, I've talked to more FBI agents lately than I have in my entire career, what kind of FBI agent director were you, or even acting director? I don't want all the FBI agents thrown out. I want the bad ones thrown out. I want the good ones elevated. But they want you to think all these FBI agents are worried and frightened for their jobs. Some of them might well need to be worried about it. Not only their J-O-B, but prison time before it's over. And this is not retribution or revenge. It is justice. You do not weaponize the FBI. You don't weaponize the DOJ. You don't weaponize any federal agency. That's what the left tells us, and yet they do it. They do it anyway. However, the left is totally lost right now. They really are. They've already looked at, in California, maybe we're going to have to back off of the push for electric vehicles. Yep, they acknowledge that. And with a change at the EPA, they're definitely going to. And the way the Democrat Party is falling apart between what they did the other day and electing their new DNC, their Democrat National Committee, is absurd. But then when you start looking at some of those inside the Dem Party who are waking up and are truly, quote, woke as to how their party is crumbling around them, it's pretty frightening to them. I want to read you some quotes coming up in a few moments from a Colorado Democrat and his remarks about how bad his party is in absolute chaos. This is not because of Doge. It's not even because of Trump necessarily. It's because of their own insaneness has taken over their minds and destroying them. So be it. But then we also have coming up an actress who is proud she helped mutilate her child. She's proud of it. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
My sponsor, Wellington Environmental, has helped thousands deal with hazardous materials. Hospitals, offices, schools, even homes. Here's something new. Wellington now offers dustless blasting. This is just like sandblasting, but without all the dust and emissions. Wellington uses everything from ground glass, walnuts, corn, even dry ice pellets. One university had Wellington remove their parking lot striping, because dustless blasting is fast and it does not damage the concrete. So as a business or homeowner, I'm sure you could use this process. Industrial tanks, swimming pools, graffiti on buildings. And in fact, Wellington is blasting a Texaco station that will be revised as an historic building. Check the website for details and photos. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Ackerman Toyota is number one in sales for 2024. That is 2 years in a row. It's really no surprise. Ackerman has the largest customer lounge where you can relax, take your time choosing new or premium pre-owned. Ackerman at Hampton and 44. AckermanToyota.com. Thank you for making Ackerman Toyota number one 2 years in a row. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life. John Beale knows that winter can be really hard on your roof. You get ice, then melting, more ice, maybe snow, melting, more ice, sleet, snow. In time, those shingles have had it. Then you get spring rains, thunderstorms. A word of advice, this is a good time to check the roof before you have real issues. Call my friend John, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You're looking for a romantic getaway and dinner for Valentine's? I have the perfect place for you. Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville. 8 boutique-style hotel rooms, all beautiful, each with a distinctive look. You can see them in person or at oakstreetinnandlounge.com. But don't wait too long to schedule your staycation, where you can also enjoy a romantic dining experience. oakstreetinnandlounge.com in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Most importantly, I am here today as the mother of a proud trans man. I am here today as the aunt of a proud trans man. My best friend's kid is trans. And my kid's friend is trans. My wife and I, our lives are filled with the most amazing, beautiful, brave trans people, young and old, but especially young.
Especially young because they're the most vulnerable. There is a woman, she's an actress, I'll tell you who in a moment, who's basically standing up and declaring that she's proud that she helped her son get transgender surgery. This is akin to a jihadist mother, proud that I talked my son into joining the Jihad Suicide Vest Bomber Club. This is what you're doing to your children. In the future, when things go really bad, will you declare that maybe you were wrong? No, you probably won't. Same thing as the jihadist mother out there wailing and everything, but not in grief, but in emotion of joy that her son became a jihadist bomber. You were listening then to Cynthia Nixon. I could call her a B-rated actress, but she had a very prime role at one point. Do you remember? Cynthia Nixon. She was part of Sex and the City. I know many of you saw that, watched it at some point. She played Miranda Hobbs. I don't know of anything she's really done since then, and maybe she doesn't need to. Maybe she made enough money off of that and the reruns or whatever else that she's fine. That's her business. I don't care. But the reason she's rallying and speaking to this crowd of pro-trans children protests in New York City, they're all outside a park at New York University Langone. A New York City hospital had canceled an appointment for two children to receive puberty blockers after President Trump issued his Trans Care Executive Order. Now, the New York University Langone's Comprehensive Transgender Health Services states and basically declares, boasting, "We provide a surgical team that can provide reconstructive care that centers your vision for aligning your body and anatomy to your gender identity." Adding in here, at one point, for people preparing for genital surgery, you are able to meet with your plastic surgeon and urologist together to answer all your questions. Well, isn't that great? Our mission is to care for the whole person. And each surgical plan is unique, tailored to your individual goals. But we will cut off your genitals, and we will castrate you, and we will chop off perfectly fine breasts for young women. No, they didn't say that. I did. But that's exactly what they're doing. And now that Trump says, we're not going to do anything to support TransCare. If you have a federal facility, or rather, if you are any medical facility or university, and you get any federal dollars, and most do, we will cut you off if you perform or encourage any of this. So therefore, you have this rally out in front of the New York University, and they're protesting and they're shouting, it's just not fair. Look, I've told you before, if you're of age, you make that decision, that's fine. But these are adults who are basically manipulating children. Do not forget that. Do not forget that. Do you want your child to wear a suicide vest? That's what you're basically setting them up for. So, Cynthia Nixon, mother, proud transgender mother, continues.
The idea that the city is filled with young people who thought they had a place to go where they could receive the highest care, and that place has now been shut to them, sickens me. Sickens me to my core. So I want to say the last 2 weeks have been an assault, a barrage, so many horrific things coming at us from every direction. You don't even know where to look or how to try and block the horror that is coming in our direction. But since the inauguration, and I would say actually since the election, nothing has made me feel so good as coming around the corner today and seeing you all standing here fighting for trans rights.
Yeah, they're all excited about fighting for transgenders. Why do people get so joyful about mutilating children? Why do they get so joyful about aborting babies? But again, Cynthia Nixon says, I'm here and I'm not moving.
This is where I'm planting my flag. Of NYU, as I told you, I just live a few blocks away. You're going to be seeing a lot of me. And you're going to be seeing a lot of this amazing crowd of people. And there are a lot of people here today, and we are mad as hell. But as many people as are here today, it is vitally important that we come back again and again and right. again, and our size grows. Yes. Because what is happening all over this country, it cannot happen in New York. Here is where we have to take a stand.
Yes. You take a stand on false ground. You take a stand in quicksand. You take a stand on fiction. You take a stand and sacrifice your children. Is that what you want to do? This is the leftist party right now. This is the Democrat Party. And they still don't understand why they lost so poorly this last time around. They just reelected the DNC chair, or rather elected a DNC chair. And the assistant is David Hogg, who was part of the Florida shooting as a claim to be a victim. He wasn't even at the school that day. But they made him one of their leaders. And they were having debates on how the vote should even go, because they had gender, cisgender, bigender, female, female, male, male. They could not figure out how to make sure the ballots were properly tallied. They had one woman just basically sing her praises, and I mean literally, as to why she should be serving as the DNC chair. They are whacked out. Truly. If anyone in the middle of that saw someone on the right acting like that, I guarantee you they'd call them out as an idiot, but they're so deep into it they cannot see. Yet some are beginning to recognize. Adam Frisch is a Colorado Democrat who lost his House race back in November to now Congressman Jeff Hurd, Republican. He told the Wall Street Journal just how bad it is after his party's loss. He's a former city councilor for the resort city of Aspen. And when he was asked for comment about the Democrats doing so bad, he had a response. There is a... The Wall Street Journal's Molly Ball was in Maryland as they were electing their new leaders. And she wrote, "The Democrat brand is in the toilet, with a recent Wall Street Journal poll showing 60% of Americans view the party unfavorably. Only 36% see it favorably. Democrats lost ground with nearly every demographic group last November, including minorities, women, low-income voters, and those without college degrees. Lost with all of them." So Adam Frisch, Democrat from Colorado, Aspen, was asked by the Wall Street Journal, "What's your reaction to all of that?" His answer. His answer is, it's in the Wall Street Journal. 20 big cities, Aspen and Martha's Vineyard. That's what's left of the Democratic Party. That's absolutely true. 20 big cities, Aspen and Martha's Vineyard. New York Times wrote yesterday or Sunday that after Martin was elected, Ken Martin was elected DNC chair, say this is showing the lack of a broad party message. And of course, we're happy about it, are we not? Not happy for America, but happy for us. J.D. Vance is reminding America what Biden wants to forget.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545. 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct, priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. Want a special gift for someone who enjoys a good cigar or premium whiskey? Head for Lit Cigar Lounge in the district of Chesterfield Valley. You'll also find amazing, unusual lighters and ashtrays. You can't decide? Get a gift card. When you finish, walk a few doors down and enjoy Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. The pizza baked in a coal-fired oven. Select from the menu or design your own. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Renewal by Anderson is a great way to welcome 2025. 25% off every window, every patio, or entry door. And it gets better. Renewal is also offering 2 years, no interest, zero payments. Get the highest quality premium window or door. Renewal by Anderson, 25% off. Call 314-310-8731 or go to rbastl.com. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The president loves this community. Of course, he visited himself personally. And President Trump just wanted to deliver a message that this community will not be forgotten, will not be left behind, and we are in it for the long haul in East Palestine. What does that mean? Well, one thing it means is that, of course, the environmental cleanup has to get done. It's a tragedy and a shame that it wasn't done during the last administration, but I guarantee we're going to finish the cleanup during this administration under the great leadership of Lee Zeldin, our new EP administrator who stands behind me. And I also think that part of that means the long-term economic development of this community. We know that a lot of local businesses and a lot of local people lost a lot when that train disaster happened a couple of years ago. We are committed not just to finishing the environmental side of the cleanup, but hopefully seeing East Palestine build back better and stronger and more prosperous than it was before this disaster happened in the first place.
That is, of course, Vice President J.D. Vance, again in East Palestine, Ohio, where that massive train derailment happened during the Biden administration. And Biden was too busy rushing to a foreign trip to meet and toast with world leaders. He ignored citizens of his own country and those of East Palestine. East Palestine, I should correct, because they're primarily red voters. Same way they were looking at dealing with victims of Hurricane Helene, after ripping through Florida, that if you see, according to a directive issued by one of the FEMA directors, if you see a house that looks in shambles and they might need help or something, but they have Trump signs out on the yard somewhere, walk past them, ignore them. So J.D. Vance says, we have not forgotten you. I'm here to show that we will come back because they still need a major cleanup in the area, getting rid of all the environmental issue. The EPA's new administrator, Lee Zeldin, now rolling out also a massive five-pillar initiative for his first 100 days. It will involve, obviously, helping East Palestine and other areas that are in deep need of true EPA help, but also going to push back on all the leftist approach on EPA. There is a key vote that is facing some a pushback or delay from conservatives, and it's not very clear exactly how and why. This House Budget Committee had initially aimed to go through and approve legislation as of this week, but reportedly it's being rejected on where to set a baseline for cutting federal spending. Senior Republicans want deeper cuts ahead of negotiations with the Senate. That's according to Ralph Norman, Republican, South Carolina, on the House Budget Committee. He said, I guess they want to get the resolution out. I do too, but I want to get it out of committee, have an up or down vote. But if you set it too low, that's all that's going to be achieved. We want to cut more. They have a razor-thin majority currently in the House. Republicans do not turn around and mess in your own pants, which is about what you're going to do. If you start holding back funding, if you don't look to cut bad monies, if you quit waging the war that Trump has put in place for you and is leading you on, if you turn away from that, you will face a primary the next time around. That means every member of the House, every member of the House is up for re-election every 2 years. If they think, some of them, if they think they can now, okay, we're in, Now, we don't really have to follow the leader like Donald Trump. We can do whatever we want. No, you can't. Unless you have a good, solid reason, and it better be enough to convince Trump and the American people. In the meantime, the Trump administration is drafting an executive order to kick off the process to eliminate the Department of Education. Trump had made that promise in his campaign. It's going to be another promises made, promises kept. Sources are reporting this could happen in two parts. It would direct the Secretary of Education to create a plan to diminish the department through executive action. And Trump could push Congress to pass legislation to end the department. And CNN wants to jump in and say, well, while calls to abolish the department or merge it with another federal agency are not new, it's historically failed to get support from Congress, which is accurate. But that was before where we are now. In fact, during Trump's first term as president, they did propose merging the Department of Education with labor into one agency. And even though Republicans controlled the Senate and the House at that time, that did not happen. We're back in that situation, and Trump is back in office. Musk obviously has been targeting it with Doge about all the inefficiency. Trump wants to return the power of the Department of Education. In fact, educating your children back to the states, get it out of the hands of the federal government. President Carter had originally authorized the Department of Education at a time when maybe it really served a legitimate purpose, to make sure all children got a good education. But we are no longer providing an education for the most part. We're providing indoctrination. And I don't care how many times you try to kill it, it will surface again somewhere else. You got teachers that have been in the field for a long time that have bought into the leftist teacher laborer view of pushing indoctrination upon children, everything from sexual gender issues to hate your parents. You've got new teachers coming out of universities where that's been shoved in their face, and they're expected to go out and replicate it, and they will if they have the opportunity. CNN, and taking a closer look at this, I want to give you their viewpoint. I could give you others, but I want you to hear what the opposition is going to be saying. Trump has often reported and pointed to the department as a sign of federal overreach and tied it to cultural war issues. And he said, and I'll quote, "We will drain the government education swamp, stop the abuse of your taxpayer dollars to indoctrinate America's youth with all sorts of things you don't want our youth to hear." CNN then jumps in and says, but even if he succeeded in destroying the department, it's possible some programs could be retained and shifted to other agencies where they were before the department was created in 1979, as I said, when Carter did it. And that is possible. So then you go and dig those out as well. This is the idea of the swamp. It is leached into anything and everything. It's endangering your children on a daily basis, your grandchildren. And it will endanger children down the road if we do not put a stop to it. Federal funding programs for K through 12 schools to help support the education of students from low-income families, children with disabilities, all predated the creation of the Department of Education. That is correct. And yes, we want to make sure kids from low-income families get a proper education. Children with disabilities, yes, an education, not an indoctrination. The food lunch program is a very big thing. for many children. They basically go very hungry, if not starving, during the summer months or days that school is not in session. That should never happen in this nation with all of our wealth. If maybe we took some of the money of the $175 billion we sent to Ukraine, and Zelensky says, well, I only know about $75 billion. I don't know where the rest of it is. Maybe that would have funded our children and their families and their food and future and education for a long time to come, but true education, not indoctrination. So they're going to be pushing all the buttons they can to make everyone turn away. Same thing with the USAID group. But Secretary of State Rubio is now in charge of that organization. That will be dismantled. Money will be saved, and we're certainly not going to continue sending money to some of these inane ideas of putting out a transgender comic book in Yugoslavia. Of course, we were watching all through today, and we'll be watching for some time as with the meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Donald Trump today, still working on added Middle East solutions. There'd been a story surfacing and pushed around for a while that maybe a couple of the other Arab countries would take on Palestinian refugees. Why shouldn't they? They're all Muslim, but they don't want them. Jordan doesn't want them, nor do others. So they will claim that we love our brother, but they don't. As far as you stay in that hellhole of Gaza and what's left of it. We'll continue to watch that. Earlier I told you that New Jersey Governor Murphy claims he's hiding an illegal in a room above his garage at his house, not giving details, but of course the question is, will other leftists join into this action? That story, when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
But there's someone in our broader universe who's immigration status is not yet at the point that they are trying to get it to. And we said, you know what, let's have her live at our house above our garage. And good luck to the feds coming in to try to get her.
Your comment on all of that?
Well, I think the governor's pretty foolish saying what he said, because I got note of it. Won't let it go. We'll look into it. And if he's knowingly harboring, concealing an illegal alien, that's a violation of Title 8 United States Code 1324. I would seek prosecution, or the secretary would seek prosecution. So maybe he's bluffing. If he's not, we'll deal with that. And as far as suing sanctuary cities, well, get in line, because the Trump administration is going to do that already. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals.
Boy, is that correct. That's Tom Holman, the border czar. And before that, you were listening to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy saying, well, we have an illegal that their status is not really clear, so we decide we would house her in the garage, or actually in an apartment above our garage. Now, I have to ask, would this be your housekeeper? I'm just asking. So maybe that's why you want her close. But let's say it's not. Is this person anyone who's committed any kind of crimes while being here illegally? Now, granted, you cross our border, that's an illegal action. But above and beyond that. So he's basically taunting or bluffing Holman. You want to come to my house and take this woman away? I dare you. Well, if she's guilty of several other additional crimes, they will do so. and is making it very clear to anyone else who has the same idea. This is the first leftist I've seen of major status step out and say, I will be glad to take any illegals into my home. I've been asking that repeatedly. Where are those who are so concerned about them? Why are they not opening their homes saying, you can come stay here? Governor Murphy may have the protection of his state and state monies and attorneys to help defend himself. Maybe. Hollywood actors and actresses and the other elite who are all about, yeah, let's protect the, they're not doing it. They're not opening up their homes because then they know they will be directly legally responsible and they could face criminal charges. They think this is a game. It's not a game. And if it is, we're at the end game. Illegals are being deported, especially those who are committing and have committed crimes against persons in our nation. Some will end up in Guantanamo Bay, 30,000 beds awaiting. Some will decide to self-deport. That would probably be a better idea. In the next hour, I want the new White House press secretary to give you a litany of things Trump has already accomplished. Next hour, don't forget our pledge, one nation under God.